Alex Peace of EG with James Murray, Deputy Mayor for London, at the launch of the London Plan, Sadiq Khan's vision for the next 20, 25 years for London and its infrastructure and housing. We're down at Barking Riverside. It's bitterly cold. James, thank you very much for joining me. If your teeth aren't chattering over this recording, for you, what's the most important part of the plan?
For me, the most important part of the plan is that it sets out a roadmap, a blueprint of how we can deliver 65,000 homes a year in London by identifying the capacity for those homes. I think we're very clear that in order to transfer that capacity into planning permissions and then delivery, we need support from government in terms of giving us the investment in affordable housing, investment in infrastructure, powers for councils to build, powers for land assembly and so on. But what it shows is that it is possible to find the capacity within London whilst protecting the Greenbelt to build through higher densities, through greater use of small sites and so on. It is possible to build 65,000 homes a year. So it's a blueprint for how we can start tackling the housing crisis, and now we need all players to step up.
How reliant is this plan on further funding from central government?
The plan is very clear that in terms of the investment we need in affordable housing, for instance, the initial estimates the GLA has done is that we would need £2.7 billion a year investment in affordable housing. At the moment, we're getting about £500 million a year, so it's a substantial increase. But the kind of level we're talking about is not outside of the realms of possibility. You know, in 2009-10, it reached a peak of around £1.75 billion a year. We're asking for 2.7. If you look at stamp duty receipts in London, they're well over £3 billion a year. So the money that we're talking about is a sizable sum, but it's something that if the government is serious about supporting us in meeting the targets, we need to continue making the case for, and we hope government will respond.
Why do you need that money? What would it actually be used for?
So the needs assessment, which is a really important part of the evidence base for the London plan, shows that we need 66,000 homes a year to be built, and within those, two-thirds would need to be affordable housing to meet need. Now, that two-thirds target is on the basis of need. The actual London plan has a 50% overall affordable housing target. But it's very clear from the needs assessment that the overwhelming need for new housing is for affordable housing, and that's important not just to clearly meet the needs of Londoners, but also if we are going to increase the level of building, the level of supply, it's quite clear that the model we've inherited, where there's a big reliance on quite high-end, expensive homes for sale, is a model where it's not sustainable at its current levels. And certainly if we want to significantly increase home building, we need to be building different tenures, different levels of affordability and so on. So it's really important for us that we get more affordable housing, more home building in outer London, more long-term rented housing and so on, both to meet Londoners' needs and to make sure we're building greater supply overall.
A year and a half since Khan came into office, and you yourself becoming as Deputy Mayor, how successful has it been, the 35% affordable flat rate? Have developers started to work with you on that? Is it working, basically?
It's been really well received, I think. We've had conversations as we were developing the policy with the industry, with councils, housing associations, and I think people really welcomed the fact that it was a clear way forward, which fast-tracked those developments which adopt 35% minimum threshold, and also delivers more affordable housing for Londoners. I think everyone got very frustrated by the lengthy and risky and costly delays around viability assessments in the past, and so by offering a way forward, I think it was from all sides acknowledged to be a good step forward from the situation that we inherited. It's starting to bed in. Developers are working with us on it, and we see it as being a really important part of the new London plan.
Final question. The sort of larger scale redevelopment opportunities like Barking Riverside, but also like the HDV up in Tottenham Hale, I mean, what's the Mayor's Office's view on schemes like the ones up in Tottenham, basically, where the council is looking to work with a large-scale development partner, but it's had a lot of local pushback?
Well, without getting into specifics of what's going on in a local area, you know, there's a clear focus on bringing forward homes on large sites like here we are in Barking, just across the river, Thames Mead. There's huge opportunities there as well. But the other part, which is important to emphasise in the draft London plan, is the focus on small sites as well. So it's not just about focusing on bringing forward the large brownfield sites, but also some of those smaller sites which have huge capacity across London and also provide opportunities for more small and medium-sized builders to play their role in building the homes that Londoners need.
James, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.